You've been teasing me all fucking week with your little messages and pictures about what you're going to do to me when we meet up, what toys you're going to bring, how you're going to act, how I'm going to feel. You are a fucking tease and I love it. It's exciting and it kind of like keeps me running hot like all week, even though you're days and days away from coming over and fucking me. And I know it's gonna be so good. And so the day finally came and you showed up with this bag of tricks and you put them to good use, and I've never experienced anything like it, but I fucking loved it. I loved every minute of it. So the first thing that you pulled out, well, I could see it because it was fucking poking out. It was like this giant whip, the handle, and you just kind of pulled that out and like whacked it down on my bed, and it made this echoing sound around my room, and it like shocked me and it scared me, but it also made me wet. Like it sent tingles straight to my pussy, and oof, it was exciting. And I loved it. I loved how big and strong and dominant you were, just standing over me with this whip in your hand. Yep. And then you pulled out this, like this coil of like stretchy bungee cord type rope. And I think I said something like, what the fuck are you going to do with that? Like, what is that for? And you just smiled and told me to get on my knees and suck your cock. And, you know, I'm a good girl. So I did it. And I started just licking your cock and sucking your balls. And using my hands to just run up and down your thighs and go around and cup your ass and just stroke your balls and run up your chest, all the while just letting my lips trail up and down the shaft of your cock and looking around the tip, and then just getting as much of that cock as far down my throat as I possibly could. And it was good. And the whole time you were just kind of above me working and uncoiling this rope. And then you pull away from me and you kneel down beside me and you take my hands and you put them behind my back and you use the rope to very gently just bind my hands behind my back while I'm on my knees. And it's so fucking hot. And I just, and you just tell me and you just whispering in my ear the whole time that you're just going to fuck my face and I'm not going to be able to stop it or get my hands in the way. I'm just going to have to take it, like the good little whore that I am. And it makes me moan and it makes my nipples hard and it just makes me want to just climb on top of you and just fucking sit on your face at the same time as just ride your cock, and I just want to do all these things at once, but just want to fucking get pounded hard. But you don't. You stand up after my hands are like bound behind me tight so I can't get them loose, and you stand just out of reach, so I have to kind of stretch and lean forward to get your cock into my mouth, and you pull back and you get some more rope and you use it and you just look at me while you uncoil it, and just with this kind of heat in your eye and this just sheer male domination, like something is about to happen and I can't control it, but it's okay because, you know, I can trust you and it's going to be good. It's going to be good for both of us. And I just kind of have to give in to it and just let you take control. And that's okay. And you put the rope and you kind of drape it around my neck, and then you hook it under my breasts, first one, and then you just kind of wrap it around my tit a few times, and then back around my neck, and then over to the other tit, and you wrap it around that time, and you're binding my tits, and you're kind of constricting them, and it's tight, but it feels good and comforting, and like exactly how it needs to be. And it doesn't hurt and it's not uncomfortable, and I loved it, and I felt so good. And while all of this is happening, your cock is kind of waving around in my face, and I keep trying to catch it in my mouth so I can taste it, and you're just keeping it just out of reach, just teasing me, and it's just kind of gently like brushing past my face, and I can't grab it so that I can like just get it on my mouth the way that I want it, and I just want to go to town on it. But you're being a real, like a literal cock tease, just keeping it away from me while you're binding my tits, and just, and you're taking your time, and it's very frustrating. And then you're done, finally you're done, and I am bound, and my hands are behind me, and my tits on my chest are bound. And I'm on my knees looking up at you, begging to have your cock in my mouth. And you give it to me. You take a big handful of my hair, you wrench my head back, you slap my face hard, you call me a dirty fucking cock slut. And you shove your dick in my mouth, and you are not gentle. You fuck my face hard, and it is rough, like the roughest kind of anything I've ever had. And it is brutal, and it makes me gag, and it is sloppy and dirty and nasty. And you just pound my face, and you give it to me. And you keep going, and you block my airway so I can't breathe. And I can't do anything about it because my hands are behind my back, and you just keep giving it to me, and you let me breathe, and you let me just take in a, like a big breath of air, and then you just keep going at it, and you keep fucking my face, just pumping into my mouth, like fucking my throat, and my jaw is like wrenched wide open, and there, like, I can't help but make like gagging noises, and it's loud, and there's so much fucking spit and shit dribbling out of my mouth, and you are like just saying the filthiest, dirtiest things to me about what how much of a slut I am, and how good my mouth feels, and how I just need to like shut the fuck up and take it, and this is what I get for being a tease, and like all of these things that just make me kind of want it more. And it's brutal. You are fucking my face, and it is rough and brutal, and it is like so rough that my top lip is covering my teeth, and it's like by the end of it there's like my lips are so swollen, and there's like cuts in the inside of my lips because of my teeth have just like been driven so hard into my lips. and I can't even like speak after it. Like my voice is so croaky, I've pretty much lost my voice because you fucked the voice and the sound out of me. And then you calm all over my face, and then you just kind of rub it in and take great facts and giving me a facial. And then you were very sweet and gentle, and you undid my hands and you took all the rope and stuff from around my neck and my breasts. And then we sat and we had a drink, and you were very cuddly and loving and kind and very gentle and sweet, and it was a very kind kind of thing that you did. But yeah, I've never ever been fucked like that before, and it took me days to get over, like a good 48 hours to get my voice back. And then I had marks and bruises from where the ropes were bounding my breasts, and it was rough. And I'm not gonna lie, I fucking liked it. I liked it a lot. And I'm very interested to know what it is that you have in store for me next.